Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to 1 Peter, the first chapter, and down about verse 18. He said, for as much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But you were redeemed, you are redeemed, with the precious blood of the Anointed One, the Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody say, I've been redeemed, with the precious blood, of Christ. The New Century Version says it like this in verse 18, you know that in the past you were living in a worthless way, a way passed down from people who lived before you, but you were saved from that useless life. You were bought not with something that ruins like gold and silver. It had to be much more valuable. Can you see that this whole passage is talking about value and worth? But we were redeemed, we were bought with the precious blood of Christ, who was like a lamb. He is the lamb, pure and perfect lamb. Oh, somebody say, I believe it.
I believe it.
Now, we begin talking at the first of this series about how our value should not be in things we could lose. If it is, we're on shifting sand. Our whole life is on something that can be taken out from under us. And we went into some detail, as the Lord enabled us, talking about our identity should not just be in who we are after the flesh, who my mama and daddy is, who their parents are, what I am naturally, where I came from. My identity shouldn't be in my looks or in my physical ability. My identity shouldn't be in my possessions, in what I have. My identity shouldn't be in what I've done or can do, because let's say you're the best in the world at such and such. Well, it won't be long until somebody else is the best in the world. And then who will you be then? Well, maybe you're the best looking man or woman in your neighborhood. Well, that's only for a period of time. Is that right? The Bible said all flesh is grass. It's like the flower of the field. You hit your peak, you bloom, and then after that, you're not quite where you used to be. That's just the way it is. Physical ability. Maybe you were the track star, you were the star quarterback, you were this, you were that. Well, that's only for about that long.
Yeah.
And when you're no longer the fastest, the strongest, the prettiest, who are you? What are you? That's when people go through what they call midlife crisis. People go through identity crisis. They felt like, well, I don't have my job anymore. I'm not supervisor. I'm not president of the company anymore. Whatever the case might be, who are you? And the enemy is always ready to lie to you and tell you that you're a has-been, you're a good-for-nothing, you're worthless, you're useless. But he is a lying dog. And that's an insult to dogs everywhere. But he's a liar, right? And your abilities, your accomplishments, your possessions, your car, your house, your clothes, your looks never were what made you valuable.
That's right.
That's right.
They never were. And if you find out what it is that makes you valuable and that you cannot lose it, it will anchor your soul and you will lose all inferiority, all sense of lack of worth. You'll lose it and you will become solid on the rock of the sure foundation of the Word of God, of the love of God. Luke 16:15 in the NIV. Jesus said to them, to the Pharisees and doctors of the law, He said, you're the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your hearts. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. God has a very different value system than men and women in this world. And we need mind renewal so that we see as valuable what He sees as valuable. And if He calls it worthless, then we call it worthless. If He said it's vain and good for nothing, that's what we say, even though the world will say it's worth everything. Come on, can you see this? And the world calls what He calls precious good for nothing and vain and foolish. But we're going to agree with Him, not with them. What determines value? What is it that determines worth? How do you get to that? We're doing this all the time in life, especially items that are of greater value. Oftentimes, people get appraisals for them. Appraisals for cars, appraisals for jewelry, appraisals for houses and real estate is a common thing. How do they arrive at a value, at a worth for that item?
Right, someone's going to pay.
What do they, let's say a house. Anybody ever got an appraisal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? Or on a property? Yeah. What did they give you back? What did you pay for? Yeah. What did you get? Well, they went out and they examined other properties in your area that were similar. Right? And to see what they sold for. It's a comparison. And so, taking that into consideration, they came up with an approximate value of your place. So how was the value determined? On what people are paying for similar properties. The value is determined by what someone is willing to pay for it. Worth is established by price paid. You know, we talked about Phyllis and I guess it was been months ago now. We were out at a restaurant eating down in Sarasota. And this car pulled up. And I knew it was a sports car, you know, before it ever got in the parking lot. I kind of picked those things up. And I heard the sound of it, and I thought, that's a very unique, you don't hear that sound all the time. And I didn't know what it was. But these guys got out and actually came to the restaurant where we were eating, parked right in front of us. We were outside, and eating outside, and man, right in front of you. I mean, you know, just a few feet. Well, these guys came and gathered around the car. I actually walked out and looked at it myself. This lady was asking me, what is this? And I said, I don't know, which is kind of unusual. and another guy came, a young guy came, and he said, that's a P1. McLaren P1. I didn't know what that was either. I hadn't been keeping up with it so much these days. But it is... McLaren's one of its greatest, newest high-end sports car, and they went on to say that the price for it is $1.3 million. $1,300,000. And it would barely fit two people. Barely. Tight, small. And one of the people that came by, they said, "That's ridiculous. There is no way this little car is worth $1 million. And it just came up in me when they said that, you're wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the guys that just got out of it,
yeah,
and went in the restaurant, it's worth it to them.
Right.
So you're wrong.
Right.
Maybe it's not worth it to you,
yeah,
but you're not the one to determine the worth of it.
Right. Wow.
I said, maybe it's not worth it to you, but you're not the only one in existence or on the planet. And somebody, I came to find out later a little bit more about it, they only make a certain amount, a small amount of these, and there's a waiting list, and people are lining up to give their $1.3 million for this car.
Wow.
And are very disappointed when somebody won't take their $1 million.
Wow.
And let them have this little car. And if you say, well, that's ridiculous, that's ridiculous, there's no way that little car is worth $1 million. You're just wrong.
Right.
You're not acknowledging reality.
Right.
To someone, it is.
Right.
And they're the ones that determine what it's worth. If nobody wanted it, if nobody would pay that for it, it's not worth that. But if somebody wants it, and somebody's glad to part with their $1.3 million. What are they saying? $1.3 million is worth something. But they're saying, I want this more than I want the million. So to them, which was worth more? The car or the money? A lot of people get so upset because money is worth too much to them. That's why they get so indignant, because they actually are covetous. And a lot of folks worship money. That's why when they hear a big amount like that, it just goes all over them. It just makes them mad. Why? Because that's money. Money. That's big money. But to the people that parted with it, it was just money.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.